going to be Chris Brunt to take it, an outswinger with his left foot from the far side as we look. Fletcher, McCauley, Dawson, Lescott, Anicha B and Berahino all in there. In comes the corner, it's headed in! James Morrison has scored after 90 seconds barely. West Bromwich Albion in front from the first set play of the game. Chris Brunt's corner and James Morrison met it. An unchecked run into the penalty area and boing, boing, the baggies in front in South London. Palace nil, Albion 1. And it goes from Brunt deep towards the far post. It's a swing and a miss by Anicha B. Still picked up by Gardner, who will let one go! Oh, yes! Get in! What a strike by Craig Gardner! From 25 yards, Speroni grasping at thin air away to his right. It was a hell of a strike by Gardner, and it doubles the Baggies' lead. They might well boing over on the far side, because that was a special strike from Craig Gardner. Palace nil, Albion 2.
What's the emotion? Is it obviously you're pleased?
It's a relief in respect of, you know, we've not played very well over the, you know, a period in the two games. When I say we've not played very well, we were poor against QPR first half, but did much better second half. And if we'd have got a second goal, I'm sure we'd have got something out of the game. And against Leicester, we played really well first half, and it was disappointing that we never came in more than a goal up. But you know, we didn't play well second half. So we've played well in the two games, but have thrown points away from not concentrating as much as what we should do. And I don't know whether, I've said it, whether it was the fact that the lads listened to all the hype and all the stuff that runs around the media, you know, that 33 points was going to be enough this year. But we've come here really concentrated, worked hard. And, you know, we could have, Victor's, I don't know if you've seen the penalty thing, it's a penalty and John's only 10 yards away from it. You know, how he doesn't give that, I just don't know.
Yeah, 36 points now, and I know it's hard to say whether that'll be enough, but are you confident that now you're almost there, or are you there?
No, I spoke to him after the game and just said 40 points is the tally that we should be looking for. And, you know, we've got five games, is it five or four games to go?
Five
to go. You know, if we can get 40 points, then it'll be a good job, well done.
How important was it to win here today? So when you look at those five games, there's some toughies in there, isn't there?
You know, when I spoke to the chairman before I took the job, you know, that was the first thing he said to me, if we're going to, you know, stay up this year, we have to pick points up before we hit that mark. And, you know, we threw them away against QPR and Leicester, but we've come here today, and I don't think many people would have backed us to have been as resilient today. So it's a great 3 points.
How pleased were you with that? Resilient, hard to break down, and after the last few games, a clean sheet as well.
Yeah, I love those clean sheets. they're absolutely wonderful, and irrespective of what people say, what they don't say, you know, they make your season. Very pleased.
What did it mean to actually come here and win today?
Well, it's more important that, you know, for West Bromwich Albion that we got the 3 points. That's the most important thing. It was lovely coming back. You know, nice reception. You don't know whether you're going to get a good reception or not, but I was very, very pleased with that, and the supporters were wonderful. So I had good 9-10 months here. Really enjoyed it. And I wish them all the best in the future. You know, they've got a good manager and they've got a basis to push on and win some games and do well next year again.
I thought it was a typical Tony Pulis side display, as when I saw you come up and win at Southampton about a month ago. Score early, and then the other team looked like they could be playing until next Christmas and they won't score.
Well, we haven't been like that. We've conceded 7 goals in 2 games at home, so we've been pretty open and not as resilient as you'd like to be. But we were back to it today, which was really encouraging.
And I know you say 40 points, but realistically, there are a lot of teams below you. Regardless of points, there are actually quite a lot of teams actually below you now. So you can sleep a lot easier tonight in your bed.
Well, I hope so. But like I say, I think 40 points, you get to 40 points, you stay up. And that's, you know, that's the target. That should be the target from everybody at the football club and certainly everybody in that dressing room today.
Well done.
Craig Gardner's was a hell of a strike, Tony, as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's missed it. that's why it's gone in. No, it's a great strike. You know, the two, it was, you know, I've been on to the two wide players about adding goals to the team. And, you know, Moz's obviously was a well-worked free kick. We'd worked on that. Corner. That was going to be the first corner that we were going to play. And we worked that pretty well. So that's always pleasing as a manager and as a coach that you get in on that. And the second goal is a worldie, but as soon as he struck it, even from our side, it looked as though we were destined for the back of the net. Great strike.
And great support today.
Absolutely fantastic. You know, you know, the supporters must have been disappointed with the two home games and the way we performed, and I can understand that, and, you know, take as much responsibility as the players. But for them to turn up in the numbers they turned up today, but also the way they supported the team was fantastic. You know, that that was wonderful. We passed two pubs on the way, and they were outside the pubs, and we're miles away thinking, oh, it's Palace supporters. And then we go past, and we were Albion supporters, which they've had a good day by the looks of things.